September 7th, 2013, is the Watt from Bigro Show. show all week, Brother Matt. We've been having this heat thing, huh?
Finally, summer kicks in when summer's over.
Wow. I mean, 90s. I'm here, though, in the pleasure.
Fuck, man. This is the place to be. I don't want to leave the neighborhood.
Lord. Look, we started off with the John Coltrane doing like setting alternate version, rehearsal version number 2 incomplete. All that for like a minute and a half. Then we had 7 Fin, my Sawako, and something from our guest today, Mr. Joe Dean. Masamata.
Joe Dean,
welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Yes, wonderful to be here.
What part
Bro Matt.
Are you in?
I forgot what they call it. It has a name. I'm on 10th between Patton and Walker.
Okay.
It's a cool spot, though. Breezy.
Where Martin Tomarovich lived. And we did a lot of proving grounds, a lot of testing grounds from records we never heard before.
The heart of Pedro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. They got some, I remember that street. They have some trees with big old pods, big seed pods.
Yeah, some of them have been falling down.
Smell when they break open the big old brown.
Oh, yeah, 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 those bean pods.
Anyway, it could get hot there. I'm not far from you. I'm 7th and Leland.
It's actually a pretty breezy street. I dig it.
Because there's a little hill.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize it's such a historical spot.
Over at Black's.
Oh, man, that's torture.
She must be Bryce. Yeah, in fact, near you is Oro Terrace. That whole block was one mansion.
Right. Over where Scott lives.
Right. Right. That's right. The cartoon man who did the poster for tonight.
Spot Iker.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Scott Iker.
Harold's, gig here in Pedro at Harold's for my dog is my home for .com. It's a homeless organization, but Mr. Joe Dean's
great cause.
The desert to play with
Carlos, yeah, Vince,
Nostradamus.
Yeah, yeah. Jawbone, Jawbone Canyon.
Look, what I want to get into here is your music journey. What's the first music stuff you remember?
I can remember the first record I ever bought. It was Little Drummer Boy, another Christmas favorites.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it had Hark the Herald Angels Sing on it, which they sang at the end of Charlie Brown Christmas. So it became my favorite.
No Burl Lives.
No Burl. No Burl.
Yeah, yeah,
I think it was at Woolworths on State
you
Street.
You a lot of Christmas songs? Neil Diamond.
Wow.
Yeah. He was always putting out Christmas records.
Well, there's some profit to be made there, I guess.
But where did you buy this record?
I think it was Woolworths on State Street in Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. Okay.
Yeah, that's where
Pete
I grew up.
Joe's.
Yes, yes. I think it might still be there. It might have moved, though.
Yeah, it was there last year.
Yeah, because I moved in late 82.
Was Rock Pile?
Oh, yeah, yeah, in Goleta. Yeah, that was a good store.
I actually do gigs inside there. I played inside that band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nah, they weren't doing that then, and I wasn't playing then, but... God, no, I never saw any gigs there, but I bought a lot of records there. Bought my Joy Division.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever played a bank there that got burned down? They turned into a bank called Anaconda.
Yeah, yeah, the old Bank of America building. Did they have the painting of the burned out ceiling? Beautiful.
So you grew up in Barber. That's people on the air, and that's about 100 miles north by northwest.
That's right.
SoCal here. And so... First record you buy, your first musical thing, I Want That Christmas, because you must have saw the Charlie Dale Brown, the cartoon.
Yeah, they sang it at the end of Charlie Brown Christmas, and it just hooked me.
Because he's got the tree that won't stand up, right? The balls, the glass ball.
The sad tree.
Yeah, but he should have got littler balls.
Linus rescued him, though. But then, of course...
There was a musician on that.
Schroeder.
That's right, the piano man.
The Beethoven guy.
Right, but actually I think they got a band. Don't they start jamming and stuff and like
I remember,
dancing? And
yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody on bass, upright bass, and the dancing.
Yeah.
It's striking a chord.
Okay, how old were you?
That was about 6.
6, okay.
And then, of course, the Beatles. I mean, when I was a kid, there was two kinds of music, Beatles and everything else. So
okay.
The Beatles were, like for many people,
so
a huge thing.
Them
oh yeah, well, a lot I inherited from my older brothers and sisters. That's how I got a lot of my records at first.
It's already going on in the house.
Oh yeah, I had a big trunk of Motown and Stax singles.
Happened 45.
Yeah, yeah.
My first record.
Not stacked, 45. Just all thrown in there.
Not STAX, but STACK.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
What?
Three Dog Night. I dug Three Dog Night a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
They had a couple of hits, huh?
Well, they had a string of them, yeah. Those
Mama
guys were...
told me not to come.
Uh-huh, the Randy Newman tune.
Mm-hmm. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Yeah, early drug hit on the radio.
I know I had the part where you sing kind of all mysterious.
Yeah. Little guitar figure, druggy guitar figure.
Yeah. So when do you, I'm not saying you stop becoming a listener, but also a listener and a provider of the sound and the rhythm.
When did I start playing?
Yeah.
Towards the end of high school. And so when
from
I...
from 6 to 16, for 10 years, you're just a listener.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Did you go to gigs?
Yeah, a little bit. Like,
like
the first gig I ever went to was I Can Tina Turner Review at City College.
Wow, cool.
That was awesome. Right at the end of their trip.
Yeah.
That was
so
really cool. Chunga opened. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, with the backup singers and dancers and wigs and everything.
Fucking Fogarty's rope dancer lives in Pedro Leo.
Oh, that's interesting.
Shows the go. He's from that Northwest Bayou.
This is Chuck Sands' old pad.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's really old.
Lots of cool parties.
Okay, so in high school,
mm-hmm.
Look, there's other cats playing.
Oh, yeah, all my friends played. I was the guy that drew, and all my friends played guitar.
You know what? We had John Wall here.
Yeah, I heard that show. That was good.
Next to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And also, David Yao. David Yao did this for me. But John Wall, he said he was a drawer man. He learned guitar from Mike Plum. I didn't know this.
Cool.
You know, the Agent Orange.
Wow.
Right? This is from David Yao, the Jesus Lizard scene. So there's a lot. Dee Boone.
I got something for you, too.
You know,
I got some
Dee Boone
painting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, painter.
Right. Some of the covers, right?
It's interesting how dudes in music also do art.
Wow, bitch and framing.
Wow.
My wife took that. She's a digital photography teacher at San Pedro High.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow,
this
how
is
cool.
The old bass that got stolen with the Stooges shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but that's good.
She did that for you.
Where was this at?
It was in town, but I can't remember where.
It looks like Harold's.
No, it might have been. It might have been a punk rock barbecue. What's the background look like?
Kitty.
Yeah.
That's bitchin'.
I'm trying to remember because we go to a lot of your gigs.
Here's a tune of yours called "Leaves, Worms, and Birds."
Leaves, Worms, and Birds. Yep.
That's great.
Yeah, we started off with Joe Dean doing Lee's Words and Birds. That's You on Everything?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Love to hear that.
Well, actually, drum programming. That's my limitation. Can't do drums, so I'm usually chopping up samples. Yeah.
That's kind of like a conductor. Instead of a stick, you use fingertips.
Yeah, tapping pads.
Yeah. And then we heard something brand new from the Pixies. Who they got on bass now? The lady from Muffs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not knowledgeable there.
Yeah, it's not brand new, but...
latest.
The song's called Indie City. And then Maeve Mills with White Rabbit Brainstorm. Maeve Mills, I got to play with him and Peter at the Y on 9th Street. He was in Chumbawamba.
Oh, I didn't.
And Eve Libertine and her son Nemo opened up and Dose played with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's that. It's to help mothers
and
stuff, right? Mm-hmm. To do thrift.
Yeah, yeah. That's a cool thrift store because they unload the car for you.
In fact, the Bone Alley's a church now, but it used to be called the Gay 90. Whatever the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the old days, but you don't call it. Maybe you do. And then finally we heard.
They're happy. They're pretty happy.
Tin Brood with Crackbone.
Oh, yeah. Tin Brood.
Tin Brood was the oldest of the music that you flowed with.
Yeah, yeah, there's earlier stuff, but I couldn't get my hand on
it. Tin Brood, something from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, you were at our last gig.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, but let's get back to Barbara now.
All right.
And you got buddies at school that are playing. And
that's right.
You want to play too. You want to get in on this, right?
Mm-hmm. That's why I play bass, because my buddy Greg Hajik and Patrick Miller, they play guitar, so I had to take up the bass. Didn't need another guitar player.
Because I was going to ask you, how did you get on the bass? Because they already got dudes doing guitar.
Exactly.
Probably somebody was already doing drums too, maybe.
No, we jammed a lot without drums at first.
Yeah.
Just pounding out the rhythms.
Bedroom rock, right?
Right, right, right.
What'd you do? Did you like play the records?
Yeah. I was a prog guy, so when I started seriously trying to learn bass, I was listening to King Crimson and General Giant stuff
John
like
Matt.
That. Oh yeah. General Giant? Ray Shulman was in General Giant.
That's right. Because I only had one of the records. I think it was called Octopus. It was a jar.
That was a good one.
Octopus in the jar.
Right. That was the American cover.
Much about prog. Oh, there was two.
Yeah,
Joe
but that.
Was like, yeah, you know the difference between
but I prefer the American cover. The English one was a Roger Dean. I mean, it was nice, but it just looked like a Yes cover.
Yes. You know who's into that? Boris. Love that look.
I did at the time when I was in high school. I dug Roger Dean.
You know, Juan Rosenfelder loves. I think he struck a friendship with Roger Dean.
Really?
Yeah, through mails and letters. He worked for some record labels anyway. So okay, so does this have? This is just jamming, or is it a band?
No, just jamming.
Okay. So you remember your first band?
Yeah, it was...
The prog thing. So you're trying to work out prog songs you hear on records.
Exactly, yeah.
I tried to do that, man. It was tough. There were a lot of notes.
Well, I had a lot of help. My friend Greg would help me figure stuff out. Yeah, because they'd already been playing for like 5 years. And it was at the time, we're like, oh my God, you've been playing for half a decade. Wow. Damn it, 5 years. It was like unreal. But anyway, yeah, he'd help me.
Learn the young student man.
No, he was my age. He just started.
No, but on that level.
Right.
You have a proficiency. Mount Fuji, he's up there, and then you're like with your little walking stick. I want to be there with you. Okay, come on. Give me your hand. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of
guys.
When
I first started learning off records, it was really difficult because I had to learn off Creedence records. I couldn't tell what the bass was doing.
Oh, right,
was
right.
Was it difficult to tell what the bass was doing?
With General Giant, not so much because everything was so distinct. You know, they were into that counterpoint thing.
Sure.
So you could hear it, but I could. That didn't mean I could figure it.
Big sound.
Oh my God.
Distortion.
Oh my God. That's my favorite. Crimson is the Wet and stuff.
Yeah.
Red and Starless and Bible Black.
Right.
And that stuff. And
alive.
Oh yeah, USA.
But that's I think that's a Boz guy. Yeah, that fretless guy went to Bad Company.
Huh. Right.
Yeah,
the guy before what?
I've never seen John Wetton. The guy wore body shirts and had blow-dry hair. And
yeah, he had a little bit of a mullet going up
there. These guys became Asia later.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's why he tried to play, but they voted him out for being too fat.
Oh, shit.
You oops.
Yeah, I bought the first Asia record, but yeah, it didn't last
yeah,
too long.
There, man. It's like Miss Santa Monica.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
What? Crossface. Let's play some Crossface because
oh, good.
This is a kind of a meeting ground because Bob Lee.
Yep, yep. Huge for me, Crawlspace.
loves. She only needs a pair of gloves, and she pulls the rank of a bitch, the rank of a child, the rank of a nurse. But you could have it worse, you know. Etc.
for Pedro show? Yeah. Crawl Space with Blip on the Radar. After that was The Rank of Nurse, something new from Bob Pollard. Richard Messer's Field Gusher with Generic Death Poem. Casino Lisboa, Dirty Beaches, new album. Alex, he's coming to town soon. And he got locked in his pad, and the plane was going to take off. So he had to jump out the second-story window.
Oh,
yeah, so they got him on the plane in a wheelchair.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's torn right now, sitting down. He got locked in his pad. Man, hope you get better, Alex. Good cat. Howie Reed, off his new album, Naming Newborns, a Scottish bass band. You dig him. He plays acoustic, not stand-up.
Acoustic bass guitar, nice. I would wish I had one of those.
That trip. That trippy sound, woody sound.
Mm-hmm.
And The Chef Cooks Me, which is the bass man from Light, part of the band. I think there's 14 dudes. It's called The Chef Cooks Me.
Wow, 14 dudes in Light?
Too many chefs.
That's not
apparently
the
not.
Light version.
and the band is, the song is Song of Sick and Finally In Your House by Crawl Space. We're at the end of the first hour. Watch for Pedro show. September 7, 2013, additional guest Joe Dean.
Yeah.
Brother Matt, we're going to collaborate with him next hour, but we want to get into this Crawl Space story. Well, what leads up to Crawl Space, because we got to finish up in Santa Barbara.
All right.
So hold tight for hour two. September 7, 2013, this is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
only nitrate. Your dad's taking only nitrate. You're marching to bells and horns, but you're not sure what they all mean. You're not sure what they all mean.
In the
Radio Frío.
Second hour with Joe D doing "Hey Me Shot Me Who's Ya."
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. That's all it.
Right. And then we heard Pastello. Oh yeah. Now here's bands we're up. That's going to do the benefit today. All Pedro bands except one. Pastello Vision will fall away. A Lovely Sort of Death with New Beginnings. A Nasal Rod with Hype. Nasal Rod's a Portland, Oregon band. And on drums they got Spit Sticks, which is the theater drummer.
Oh.
Yeah, because he lives up there.
Nice.
So he's an incredible drummer. So, you know, they do, Fear would do a gig. And he had, at that time, they had these things called Simmons drum pads.
I remember those.
Excited, and he had them like for toms. Oh, man, but they come through the kidney.
Yeah. No cushioning there. No cushioning there. It's just right from the pad to your head.
And Nervous Rock, Toys That Kill, and of course,
Toys That Kill, yeah.
I didn't put it in yet. Todd's going to have a baby.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that sounds painful.
Papa Todd.
Yeah, Papa Todd. And then something new from Mark Stewart, who was the pop group singer, with Kenneth Anger and Richard Hell, called Kill Switch. The Paranoid Critical Revolution with the Shadow. And Vanmanas in Ancient India by the Moose Heart Stellar Groove Band.
Yeah.
She's got Shijogino on bass and singing, right?
Yep, a little background shouting.
So, you know, enlighten us to this Santa Barbara journey. You're doing Prague in a bedroom with your two buddies on guitar.
And so I was pretty much a Prague head, and then what changed it for me, what hit me hard was Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy, Eno. I heard that, and it changed everything for me. I was like, wow, this guy is just doing hardly anything, and it's amazing. Yeah. And so then
like
I started.
Minimal approach.
Yeah.
You don't have to play a lot of notes.
You don't have to be like the top-notch musician to do something really cool, which
the
was.
Ideas count.
It's kind of like what for most people punk did for them.
Yeah.
Eno did for me.
Yeah.
And
ideas matter more than technique.
And sounds.
Sounds. Yeah.
And so then that led me to krautrock, which was huge for me, because that led me to Harmonia and all those guys and Cluster and.
Amendola.
Yeah. And so then I started really considering that I could be in a band and do it, you know. And so me and my buddy Dave Fontana did my first band, which was FX. And that was...
Yeah, so that was the name of a song on, I think, the fourth Black Sabbath album.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Just the two letters?
Yeah.
And I didn't remember that. That's the this is the volume
it's really
4.
Short on the US one, but yeah. But I think it's the first song on the other side. The England one is long.
I didn't remember.
Yeah, right. Ozzy Osbourne covered it. You got it.
My buddy.
Snow Black. You know that record's recorded in Cali.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe out by Malibu or something.
Was that so? It was California Jam or something?
Yeah, that came a little later. California Jam's Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. So it's an.
Okay.
I saw it, $6.50.
Nice. Wow. Well, I saw it on TV,
good. Yeah, he has white and really. He doesn't stand in the middle. He's on the side, which was different for a singer. But anyway, you and your buddy make a band called FX.
Dave Fontana, Tracy Adams. He's playing guitar. Tracy Adams is on drums.
So it's a trio.
And that was real fun.
You guys start writing songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you do gigs around Santa Barbara?
A lot. Baudelaire's, George's, Grass Shack were the places then. And then that FX turned into... No, unfortunately not. But then that turned into a few circles. And a gal named Elizabeth Montague came into that playing keyboards. And she's actually playing bass on that Cracked Bone. I was playing drums on that.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a stand-up drummer. I had my bass drum in a...
We're doing a program, and you were actually in?
Yeah. I had my bass drum in a plastic garbage container, you know, so it was just like this, and I played standing up. You were at that gig. I'm sure I saw you there. It was our last gig. It was at the Roxy.
The last gig.
Yeah, that almost ended up being my last band. And we opened up for Red Waste and Swans. Do you remember that gig?
Yeah.
And that was such a great gig. I had so much fun there. It was Roxy, that's right. Yeah. Wow. You got a memory on you.
Yeah, that's 1985.
And then...
That's December 22nd. That's the night these Boons killed. So I remember I had somebody at that gig. Paul Rossler asked me to take somebody home. I gave him a ride and I crossed that street Willoughby.
Right.
Hollywood. And I got a weird old fucking chill. And I remember that Twilight Zone there. Yeah,
Willoughby, next stop, Willoughby.
Funeral home hearse. They shut the hatch. The dude just walked off the train. There ain't no fucking Willoughby.
Right.
Commit suicide. But you know, he's getting off this guy from 100 years ago and everything is great. Okay. That's a weird time.
Yeah. Because I went from having such a great gig and we had built to that moment, and then the band fell apart, and it just bummed me out. I just stopped doing music for like a year or two, and what got me back into it was Firehose. I thought, if Mike can come back from that blow, what am I crying about? And I started playing again.
You had left Santa Barbara.
Oh yeah, this was L.A.
Right. Wow, that's Hollywood, West Hollywood.
Right. I moved to L.A. at the end of '82.
And with these guys from Barbara moved with you?
Elizabeth did.
Okay.
The girl.
So the other two guys. So then, when you guys started, what were you called? Tin Brew?
No, actually, we were Laughing Academy at first.
Laughing Academy. Yeah. With the trio.
Right. And the drummer, God, I think his name was Steve. I can't barely remember him now. It's been so long. And then then we got a... guitar player named Tom T or Tom Tonkianovich, and he turned me on to a lot of cool music because he was also a DJ, like dark stuff like the Batcave and 4AD stuff. He turned me on to a lot of cool stuff I still really like Flower Pop Man and Princess Tiny Meat. You remember Princess Tiny Meat?
Yeah,
cool stuff, just like really like dark psychedelic stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, eventually it was me on drums, Elizabeth on bass, and Tom on guitar, and we were all roommates, and then it, you know, shit hit the fan, and the band went away, and then I didn't do anything for a while.
But when you come back, what do you do?
I look in the recycler and find crawl space.
Right. Exactly what Bob Lee did. He looked in the recycler.
I said, these guys...
He comes from Lambertville, New Jersey. And he goes and looks
at
him.
I see.
He has no clue.
Captain Beefheart, MC5, Ornette Coleman. I'm like, who the hell are these guys? Yeah. You know, and I called them up, and they're like, yeah. they dug me because I played fretless, and even though I wasn't like hip to the punk like they were, they like, I think I brought some brownness to the band, a little bit kind of funky feeling. And because for me, punk didn't hit me all at once. It was more like a osmosis thing.
Yeah.
You know, when I moved here, then I heard Black Flag. I heard, you know, Minuteman and Saccharine Trust. I was like, wow.
Crawlspace was, they had different phases, right? Because they were all improvisational.
Yeah, eventually, when I joined. At first, they were like a post-punk thing. Yeah, they were like, right. It was still kind of a punk thing, but they were moving away from that.
Right, right.
Like the first couple of records before me, it was Sarge and Lenny and those
guys. Right. Who, I think we're going to play one of Sarge's songs. Yeah. Because the Fearless Leader.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Bob, that's one of his first bands. Because of that connection.
Yeah.
He comes
at the Lazy Cowgirls Mansion.
He comes out with no leads, nothing, no prospects. I'm just going to go out. Didn't even have his drums at first.
There's a weird connection there because I joined Crawlspace. Yeah. And somehow I was talking to my wife Amy is from Michigan, and her family is originally from New Jersey, and she's got cousins she's really close with, like sisters. And her cousin Bonnie, I was talking to her, and I was like, I'm in this band, Crawlspace, Eddie Flowers, Bob Lee. She's like, Bob Lee, does he wear glasses? I'm like, yeah. Does he push them back every so often when he talks? I'm like, yeah, that's Bob Lee. They went to high school together. My wife's cousin went to high school with Bob Lee.
Sarge has some kind of Michigan connections.
Is that right? Because he's from Detroit, right?
He's
from Detroit.
Right.
He is. Wait a minute. No,
wow.
Not Sarge.
So Bob Lee went to high school?
Not Sarge is in the Valley.
But he went back. I want to have him on the show. He says he's not in the state. He went back to his family.
Oh, I see.
Okay, but he went. Bob Lee's school was tiny ass.
I know, Lambertville,
yeah,
New Jersey.
Yeah, he camped there once. It's like, you know, like a Revolutionary War village.
So
where
one day,
two wild turkeys running in a field.
So one day, I'm sitting at the Lazy Cowgirls Mansion over there in the valley, and I'm with Bob. And I'm like, so Bob, how about that Bonnie Drano? He's like, What? He's like, did you read something in my room or something? So I thought it was a conspiracy or something. Like, no, it's my wife's cousin. It was mind blowing.
Okay, look, speaking of connections, we're going to connect you with Brother Matt and do some spin cycle.
Oh, let's do that.
Cool. Okay, cool.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you. Thank you.
Those are some fun grooves,
yeah, very
man.
Cool. Joe Dean
thank
on the
you
soul
so much.
Cycle.
Joe Dean
awesome.
On the
awesome.
Bass.
Thank you. Very cool.
Collaborating with Brother Madness Pizzo.
Yeah,
Brother Matt, what was your inspiration and motivation?
Well, I just was
just, I had no time to do anything, so I just grabbed some tunes and saw what I could come up with, and that was cool. Joe was righteous on that.
Sometimes the limitation of time can work for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know Joe has a gig after that, and he had his stuff with him, because I should have warned you ahead of time to bring that. But he was bringing it in. So now, look, did you get another wheel for your speaker box?
I got the big wheels that you suggested. Man, what a difference.
At least the fourth wheel.
Oh, yeah, no, I got all four.
Doing three wheels for a long time.
That was tricky. That
but
was
the tricky tiny wheels ain't happening, right? Big wheels.
Yeah. Training wheels. Yeah, the big wheels made such a difference, man. I can go over anything.
That's right. I think that's...
Wheels on Fire.
That's Proud Mary, the big wheel.
That was our first bass for since Flea, probably, on this cycle.
Your first guy to collaborate on bass with Brother Matt since Flea.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, very cool.
And not being afraid, just hard charging, getting into it. That was
spur the moment on every angle.
So you just thought about just bringing out some rhythm for you?
Yeah, because I had no idea that it was even going to happen. So it was all instant.
Well, thank you, man. That was fun jamming with you.
One time I did bass with Yuka Honda, because Yuka Honda said, if I'm going to do this, you got to do it too. So actually, you're the third, but I wasn't by myself. I was. She was doing synthesizer. Speaking of synthesizer,
Mike Watt and Flea, Bad Company.
And another Honda, the Toko Honda, comes November 5.
Cool.
Coming on the show.
You do that live too, the spinning stuff?
That was live.
Just about the only time I ever DJ anymore. Before, I used to do it a lot more often, but it's just been just like the only time everything in life has been interfering.
Right. Just like a little oasis where you can get.
Yeah.
Cool, very nice.
Right.
Cool.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, fun.
It's been our second hour, September 7, 2013 edition of Watt for Beagle Show, and Brother Matt and our guest, Joe Dean.
Mm-hmm.
More. So hold tight for hour three. September 7, 2013. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
All day and sad. know sometimes I sing happy songs. Then one little thing goes wrong, and I wish they all could make you smile. Coming home soon and I wanna stay. If only you had never gone away. And I wish I could come with you when you had to go. If I could only fly, if I could only fly, I'd bid this place goodbye to come and be with you. But I could hardly and I got no place to run. Another sinking sun. And one more lonely night. If I could only fly. If you could only fly. We could only fly. There'd be no more lonely
Pedro. Start off the third hour with Joe Dean again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of his music we're hearing. If I Could Only Fly.
Oh, yeah, the Blaze Foley tune.
Yes, you love everything?
Yeah.
Righteous. Mm-hmm. The magic of overdub.
In it, though? I can only record one track at a time,
That's okay.
I just got a cool picture the other day of the guy who wished he could only fly who crashed his plane on a beach at PBC.
Oh.
Yeah, last week.
Was he injured?
That's right.
No, he walked away from it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Over at Portuguese, he's a sign puller, right?
Yeah,
he ran out of gas.
Right, yeah, my friend was over there and got the on the scene pics.
Okay.
If I could only crash and walk away.
If I could only walk away after the crash. New stuff from Mount Banana, Red Data, Red Stage, then brand new Insect Surfers, Pinto, Pacer, Duster, Gremlin.
Nice.
Surf band. We might have him next week, I guess. Originally from Washington, D.C. Been here many years. Not Pedro, though. Mm. What parts he's. Barbez with Chanu Kirov Rachmav. And that's that Italian Jewish klezmer kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
Trippy.
Love it. Love klezmer.
Vince Moroni.
Great.
Yeah, Crux stuff. And then Vince Moroni's new band Hellbat with Turn This City.
I'm jamming with him tonight.
That's right.
He's going to be on drums.
No, Sherpa's, he's more of a harp and a sax man. With Hellbat, though, I think he's a drum man.
Yeah.
Vince is righteous, though. He's a
what a talent.
Dude,
yeah.
Man. He's
I was out with him and Tom Watson.
He never comes down. We got to get him here.
Got to get him on. Right,
he's
right.
He's cool.
A pair of pliers.
Right.
Carlos too, you got.
Yeah, how is he?
He's been playing recently. I haven't talked to him in a bit, though. But I used to play with him, too.
So, the Crawl Space tenure.
Mm-hmm. Still doing it.
But there was a gap, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of been pretty inactive for the past 10 years,
yeah.
but we keep it going.
Okay, but this was important for you to get in that band at that time.
Absolutely.
Because the other ones, you had closed the door on that.
Yeah.
You still want to do music.
So it's easier to come in as a side guy than try to get my own thing started.
Sure. So, what was it like playing with Bob Lee?
Oh, my God. What a great drummer.
Yeah.
Such a treat.
You know, Black Game.
Yeah. We used to get together over at Yo Studio and every week and jam it down. It's great. Wish we had... Eddie recorded a lot of that stuff. Put out CDRs and stuff. But, yeah. Great guy, Bob, and fun to play with.
He should get one of them SoundCloud things accounts and just start putting that stuff up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So people can hear it.
Right.
You betcha.
Eddie turned me on to so much music.
Yeah.
That was one of the huge things with Crawl Space was.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the Moe Punk guys, they were big record collectors. That's what I found out.
Yeah.
When I met these people, all I knew was Arena Rock and shit. And these cats, like Don Bowles and so, I mean,
yeah. Putting out fanzines when they're 14 and.
Right. Like
Thurston.
And
Kongo
Pyle Powers. He was running the Ramones fan club, like as a teenager.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Here in SoCal, yeah. Got to play with Pete Monkeyford. It's a great band. Kid Kongo Powers. That's a great, great cat. These people had incredible music knowledge. I felt like such an ignorant person, but I was very grateful.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my world.
To learn everything, yeah. Open up my world. We got something, Big Bang.
Oh, yeah.
This is You on Everything?
Yes.
Okay, let's listen.
Helios.
separate greetings and sitting with no apparent goal, which lethal voices of the throne, string the structure both like visual beings, which spikes the dividing of a million meters, the moving red sleeves, pushing across the space around the moon, filling the simple matter of now, gradually as that sort of compromise evolves into the working to crush the photo curiosity, the drive to seek out novelty, the drive to seek out the very plans, the sounds, simple equations, flooded with organs, possible networks. Working with almost all the data that we have now, and having had a very intense network to show
Pedro show. You just heard Ghost with a Boner from Diarrhea Planet.
Neat.
Before that was The Extract of Ugly Prayers. Ahead of that was Jumbos with Proto Martyr. Pocket Band with Iron. Ahead of that, we start off with Big Bang, Joe Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Helios. So after, you know, Crawl Space kind of fell apart a little bit.
Yeah, the band, right. But me and Eddie kept doing it as a duo, taping and stuff.
Okay, recording.
Yeah, uh-huh, and bringing
that's
in people here and there.
Eddie's got to get, or you should get a SoundCloud thing that's just a Crawl Space space. Because you're saying you got all kinds of
I think he does have a couple things on Crawl Space, but, I mean, up on Cloud SoundCloud, but he could definitely put more.
And then, by the way, people out there, if you want to know more about Joe Dean, he's got his own website, joedean.com.
Right, there's no music on there, though. That's more my work site. But if you go to wrinklingbrothers.com
on Facebook. Do you have links from the Wrinkling Brother on the Joe Dean site?
No,
no. You should do that.
Yeah, I should. You're right.
Put a little link there. Right. I saw the Wrinkling Brothers.
On Facebook. Oh, that's just me having fun, doing a fake band.
Yeah, so it's no brothers. You're the only brother.
Yeah, there's just one bro, and it's me. But, no, there's a couple guests,
like
guest
brothers,
bros.
Like Wrinkling Brothers.
Yeah, because I ain't as young as I used to be.
That's what I hear.
I'm not even young as Matt used to be.
So, during this time, though, you're doing this with Eddie, recording stuff. No gigs, but what other kind of music? Because I know you ended up in the fucking Jack Brewer tribute band.
Oh, what fun that was. Yeah. That was great being able to do that. Because I tried out for his band in like early 90s, maybe 92. And Richie wasn't into my fretless sound, I guess. That's what he said. Maybe he just didn't like my playing. I don't know. Because Bob Fitzer played fretless.
Yeah.
But he's Bob Fitzer. So I got to bow down
no,
to him.
Zach.
Was that Zach? Didn't he record with Brewer
too? You know what? I think he did do some.
Yeah, because I had to learn some of his lines, and what an education.
No, he's a great bass player.
Oh, my God.
He haired out for The World Broken day before.
Really? His mistakes sound good.
He's always had to have a crisis with confidence.
Yeah? God, I don't know why. That always amazes me.
Because naturally, he's an incredible bass player.
Oh, my God.
Just his confidence is low.
Really? Yeah, because he's another one of my inspirations. Yeah, I mean, it improved me so much as a bass player, trying to learn his lines, approximate them.
Well,
did you
do some other bands?
Oh, sure, yeah.
For example, you played some of that, right? That Moose Heart Stellar.
Yeah, I recorded with Moose Heart, Todd and Larry.
Yeah.
And
that's Mike Todd.
Todd Homer from Angry
Todd
Samoans. Angry Samoans bass player.
See, that's right. I was going to say Todd Homer from the Angry Samoans.
And Larry Robinson, he's a really cool guy, really talented guy. He was in a soul band on Motown. I can't remember the name at the moment, though. But they put out a record.
One of the men that Judy Garland married.
Oh.
Ah, okay. So we're talking real man, then.
Okay, yeah, real man. No, but I think he was killed in a plane wreck. So continue?
Yeah, lots of bands. I played with Constant Llama for a while.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Constant Llama?
Yeah, right at the end.
I remember you. Yeah.
Right at the end, yeah.
Tom
and Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, because I knew I recognized you from someplace.
Let's see.
So, Borelli.
That was a lot of them years.
He shares one of the practice pad with me up there.
Yeah.
What's this here? The last music I got from you is 15th Cup of Coffee. No, 15th Cup off the same old tea bag.
That's me again, yeah.
But this ain't like a metaphor for some kind of side work.
Nah, it's just a bot. I was in a cynical mood, and I was just thinking about how this stuff,
not like, it's not
so much stuff feels watered down and not, you know, it feels like
the
15th
kind. It's not a slang name for an English guy.
No. Bloody teabag.
Let's listen to that.
No, I can say no good, no hate. Can't hold a breath. that way from show. There ain't much to that brick, no.
Hey man! dire and more irrelevant is any dear lord sky spawn, torn in two among the verge of each new dawn. There unveiled by fear, by those diddling among the moats, daring not a sweat in front of such massive dolts, the chin, lips, and nose go up, up, up as they all snivel and moan about, whoa, we're so fat, or we have inadequate homes. No one to care for our too many pockets. And drat if some dinner turns out to be livestock. Those old talking vegetables may nourish us yet, though they never enliven nor cake us up wet. So we plant them far and deep and wide, yet sow them not into unsanitary soil, for survival lies in the green. Not in nasty-ass roots rotting in their own boil, we will forge instead the seeking brain fingers, with which we shall fondle alike the many and the single. Like enriched plasmas where through tireless time hurdles, the future of every moment will set them free of their burden. Unnoticed, they'll plant themselves like liquid rocks. Mind breathing in turn, then blossoming into flocks. We let them dissolve, unnerve and desensitize as such, for there's no comfort colder than that old dreamtime mulch. A mineral wisdom more rigid than algorithmic crystals, blurred by their panic. Bionic plants now rock from its back, seemingly accomplishing masterpieces, where none are lacking. Apathy and entropy can crumble the will like stale bread. But flush with frenzy, determined to grow and spread, moot is their carefree tidal surge toward decay. Less sophistication can only grease and speed the way, unless cranial muscles crave and are pleasured by thought. These unbridled wishes, but indeterminate jots, unpenned, greed inhibitions now careen maddeningly on hot winds to unerringly flee, ever chasing idealized novelties. They climb skyward to taste the edges of impossibility. The never was winks into view as the virtually intangible. Held aloft in vacillating shimmers of someone's hand is full. Newly reckoned lifelines recede into every hand's horizon. Clouding curls up to cry from bruised sky sounds. There the folds of fragile skin run canyon deep. Across darkening palm, sad redness now weeps. Until the binding skin snaps, a new reality engulfed. As time slips sideways once more with an audible pulse, dodging uncanny reasons, flashing hot moments of worryless guilt, the imperfect clarity given to one whose future is spilled on some rusty shards of tomorrow's broken yesterday's, we may slip a buck or three back along those slurping chains, only left to break off our crusty nerve with clinical ease. So share your toys kindly. Give to friends your keys. Forget not this sighing rock is gently moist with dew. And her muse spins sweetly aboard this merry cruise, sparing not electricity for untimely buds, but lean face first into never wishing for what never was.
Watch for Pedro. Started off last chunk of music for this edition. Jodine doing 15th cup off the same old tea bag. And he's talking about a real tea bag.
Yeah, I'm not talking about an English guy.
Lipton's nut sacks.
Not the sexual position either. Yeah, the actual tea bag.
The maneuver.
Exactly.
And
Mr. Coffee.
Taste by fist by fearless leader. There's Sarge.
Nice.
Who you got to play with, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, eventually. I replaced Sarge.
Oh,
Yeah, that was touchy.
Yeah. I imagine.
Yeah, yeah, I was on eggshells there when I went over to the Cowgirls Mansion, but...
Cowgirls, they were out of Tatter Cats, like, I think from Indiana.
Right, Bloomington.
Yeah, yeah.
So you replaced Rob in A Constant Llama?
No, I replaced Blue Johnson.
Well, there was Johnston Brothers. They became the Titanic Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Because they used to be
Titanic. They had history, they had history.
Cover band.
Yeah, they played Journey every time in the park.
Then we heard a Welsh band night every fucking.
And I replaced Steve Reed and Jack.
The Wheel and this guy, which one?
Jack Brewer.
That's right. Wheel in the Sky Keeps on Turning. Apparently, it was a Welsh band doing Plea. Or is it the Singer Man with some New Jersey guys? Well, one of them is Welsh. Maybe they're all Welsh. Maybe some are New Jersey. And then Cochinas, some are Pedro, doing Girls Making Out with Girls. And finally, from Austin, Texas, Agnes Stett with Dire More Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Which bands are you active in right now?
None.
None.
I'm between bands at the moment.
Between bands. You're doing this thing today. This is just a one-off improv. You got asked to be part of the...
I think I'm doing another one. I'm doing the benefit for Victor with Nostradamus.
Oh, you're going to do two with him. Okay.
Yeah, because the bass player...
Two units.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this solo thing you got called the Wrinkling Brothers.
Right.
Which is
whatever.
A repository.
It's a repository, too. It brings some relief to me. It helps clean me out the ideas.
Jodine.com. Which is his workspace, but he's got to have links to his other music stuff. That's JODEAN.com. Roger Dean, Joe Dean, now I see
it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Jimmy Dean, Pure Pork Sausage.
And you were drawn to Jimmy Dean.
Yeah, yeah. Influenced by the Yes covers and the sausage both.
There was a contest for his sausages.
Was there?
Going to write the hit song. Yeah, there was some drama over that.
I remember a show when I was a kid with the first Muppet I ever saw. Jim Henson did the dog on his show.
Yeah. Mumps killed him.
What?
Mumps. Strep throat.
Killed Jimmy Dean? Oh, killed Jim Henson. No shit, I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah, he finally went to a doctor. It was too late.
Because that's bad for adult men, right?
Any kind of affection, you know. There's the turns a corner where you can't kill enough because they're making too many.
Oh, right. Like what? Your trip?
Yeah. It's called septic. Septic.
That's why I came home from Hawaii. I had my hand turned into like a big red oven mitt from knocking against the coral. And, fuck, it didn't kill.
Oh, shit. That'll cut you up.
Necrotized, flesh eating.
Right.
Oh, no.
Killed him in 3 days who lives on your street.
Shit.
Look, got a couple minutes left. What would be your advice? Somebody getting into music.
Oh gosh, listen to everything. Listen to everything you can. I like
all music.
Yeah, and also listen and play the blues. I neglected that for way too long.
Yeah,
because I don't know. I just thought it was I heard all these English guys just doing this kind of wanky stuff, and I just never dug into it. That was one thing that Eddie helped me with. He turned me on to a lot of good blues.
I had a song called Jazz Is.
And I just wish, I've tried to make up for lost time, but I tell anybody starting out.
I got to do a blues show for years. And
Willie
Dixon, Papa John Creed, Big Joe Turner, all
and
the
funk.
Master guys.
No.
Was like
the blues
with your grandfather.
So you and the Kings.
Yeah, it was righteous.
Also funk and soul. I think blues, funk, and
those
soul,
are
you
all
got to.
Connected to blues.
Yeah. I mean, I've come back to that in a big way because that was the music of my youth, this funk and soul. And that's what I'm...
We got fooled in the 70s with lots of notes.
Right. Or just that kind of, that was that shuffle thing and just getting turned on to, pre-war blues and all this other stuff that was happening. Yeah.
Wow.
And, one band I wanted to mention was Maria Silver. That was a band I did with my buddy, Tori Lowitz, and that was really fun. It was more of kind of a Slint thing, Slint? And what?
Louisville.
Is that his name?
No, it's a town.
Oh, it is?
Kentucky.
I just know it as a... Oh, that's right. That's right.
This guy from there is...
Scroll bait.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
But Slint was a huge band for me.
Baseball bat.
I think it's also the... I've seen it. Big bat out front. The plant. And also, it's the headquarters of UPS. Like Memphis is with FedEx. They all fly there. Big Brown. Go Brown or something.
Right on.
It's been really righteous having you.
Yeah, very cool.
Thank you so much, man. This has been really fun.
And now, some new music from Ringling Brothers, you bring it on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You and Eddie, whatever you got going, let us play it on the show.
Right on.
September 7th edition, the 2013 edition of Wapa Pedro Show, Mara. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, bro, Matt. It's fun playing with you.
Yeah, very cool.
Maybe it'll cool down during the week before the next show.
It's always cool.
Everybody out there, please.
Keep your powder dry.
Thank you, brother, man.